Good Tuesday morning, you're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We begin this week with our dystopian retrospective, the first film from our dystopian retrospective, Independence Day from 1996. This is episode 536. At for DVD Tuesday for June the 16th, you have onto a physical DVD release, you have the Super Mario Galaxy movie, and you also have Scream 7. Also, that would be Ready or Not 2, Here I Come. And you also have the romantic comedy starring Halle Berry, Yumi, and Tuscany. We are going to get to some music to get your morning started here. We're going to hear Hillsborough with the track Thinking of You off of the album A Party in Your Name. And then we're going to hear Jumps Source with the track Nice and Edgy from the track Fold. And then finally, The Gorillaz with Up on Melancholy Hill off of the album Plastic Beach. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
where you can't get what you want, but you can get me. So let's set out and see. 'Cause you are my medicine.
Welcome back here to new listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CHLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We get to some of the new scores from cinema, and this week I wanted to highlight Backrooms, score composed by director Ken Parsons and Ido van Berman. We're going to hear the tracks Pirate Shanty and Furniture Lament. This comes from the film Backrooms. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. Thank you. That was Ken Parsons and Ido Van Berman with the tracks Pirate Shanty and Furniture Lament from the film Backrooms. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We get to some more scores from cinema here and a soundtrack to close off our section. We're going to hear Daniel Pemberton and Brian May with the track Internia. This one comes from Masters of the Universe. And then we're going to close off the section of scores and soundtracks with All That Jazz. We're going to hear the track Bye Bye Life, the closing number from All That Jazz. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sound, CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
I tell you about my next guest. This cat allowed himself to be adored but not loved. And his success in show business was matched by failure in his personal relationship bag. Now, that's where he really bombed. And he came to believe that work, show business, love, his whole life, even himself and all that jazz was bullshit. He became numero uno game player to the point where he didn't know where the games ended and the reality began. Like to this cat, the only reality is death, man. Ladies and gentlemen, let me lay on you. A so-so entertainer, not much of a humanitarian, and this cat was never nobody's friend. In his final appearance on the great stage of life, you can applaud if you wanna, Mr. Joe Gideon.
Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye your life, goodbye. Bye-bye my life, goodbye.
Bye-bye your life, goodbye.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Not the uptown upbeat song that you wanted there to close off the scores and soundtracks, but it's one of my personal favorites from All That Jazz. The film is directed by Bob Fosse. Really enjoyed that one. All right, out for your Cinematic Fridays for June the 19th. The toys return inside Toy Story 5. Let's take a listen.
Bonnie! There's a package for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Hi there, I'm Lilypad. Let's play.
Oh, extinction, not again.
Bonnie, screen time's over now.
Okay.
I want to talk to you, device.
Please, call me Lily.
Me and the toys have been working all summer to try and get Bonnie to make friends.
Yeah.
But then you had to ruin
it.
You're not even listening to me.
I'm always listening. See?
Now look here. Me and the toys have been working all summer.
Now in Spanish.
What?
Yeah, I got dibs on behind the dresser.
Woody!
Jesse? Hello?
Is it as bad out there for toys as they say it is?
We're finding more abandoned toys each day.
We're down!
Tex invaded our house, too.
I don't know, Jesse. Toys are for play, but tech is...
It's for everything.
I'm losing Bonnie to this device.
You got a family.
Woody!
Came here as fast as I could.
Why are you wearing a dress, Woody?
It's called a poncho, Forky.
Whoa. Oh. Someone needs a brown marker.
So the toys are facing technology. Inside of this one, Toy Story 5 arrives out inside theaters for Friday, June the 19th, as well too inside of a limited release, yet the A24 film, The Death of Robin Hood. That one should be arriving out inside of a more wider release come the end of June. And now we begin with our dystopian retrospective with our first film, Independence Day. So welcome to our first film from the dystopian retrospective. Today we're going to be talking about Independence Day from 1996 from director Roland Emmerich. Before we get to that, a big thank you to last year's funding drive sponsor, Omar Sonics, for donating to the funding drive and supporting both Cigello and At the Movies as well too. And Darren Part, we are doing this retrospective thanks to people like Omar Sonics who donated, and we're going to be talking about Independence Day today. Strange phenomena surface around the globe. The skies ignite. Terror races through the world's major cities. As these extraordinary events unfold, it becomes increasingly clear that a force of incredible magnitude has arrived. Its mission? Total annihilation over the July 4th weekend. The last hope to stop the destructions, an unlikely group of people, united by fate and unimaginable circumstances. So the film stars a bunch of people from the 90s that were big inside the 90s. You have Will Smith.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yep, Bill Pullman, who plays the president. You have Jeff Goldblum, who is also big type the 90s as well, too. So we have a certain set of criteria questions that we're going to ask when it comes to the dystopian film. So what makes this a dystopian film? So definitely we can say that what makes Independence Day a dystopian film?
What makes Independence Day a dystopian film is during the alien invasion, we see complete and other... and utter chaos. We see people, we see mass panic. We see people driving around and they're stuck in immense traffic, explosions going off, people dying in large numbers.
So we can say that the alien invasion makes this film dystopian, but also the way that the government covers up the fact that they knew about this alien and the alien technologies that were being used is kind of another dystopian aspect of the film, I feel, too.
I agree.
How far are we in this time in history for this plausible scenario for society, or have elements contributed to it?
I would argue that AI has the potential to... lead us to a dystopian society, because one of the main fears that a lot of people have in regards to AI is people dying in mass numbers like we saw on Independence Day.
But it really isn't AI the problem inside of Independence Day.
No.
It's more aliens, you know? So we have to think about this as a plausible scenario. So alien is... aliens, or extraterrestrial forms of life, are inside of existence now, according to the government. So most notably, Barack Obama came out about this, and now Donald Trump seems to want to distract people from other newsworthy stories coming to light that he would rather talk about, yes, that aliens might be out there and we might have extraterrestrial forms of life out there. However, is this going to be a plausible scenario? We don't know yet, because we haven't really made contact with the aliens or extraterrestrial forms of life to see if they are, peaceful creatures who just want to come and explore, or are they hell-bent to destroy us, like inside of Independence Day?
Or here's another question. Isn't it, are there different types of alien species that exist out in the universe? Some benevolent and others malevolent.
Maybe we can send Elon Musk up to Mars and to space to find out about these extraordinary creatures. Does the film present notions of questioning authority? And who questions the narrative of authority figures? So I've.
I would argue that David's father, Julius, questions, you see him questioning authority in the movie.
Judd
Because,
Hirsch.
yeah. Because when they were in the airplane, what he said to the White House staff is, yeah, you people knew about alien existence all along, but you kept it a secret. So you should have been prepared for this.
Exactly, that they should have done the research there. So, yes, in fact, you are saying that the scientists question the government and the general public too is questioning the public too. Another 90s figure too inside of the film that is highly controversial now is Randy Quaid, who plays like this fighter pilot who's now like a crop duster who's actually claiming that he was involved with the aliens inside the past as well, too.
Yeah, and this is somebody who obviously has a drinking problem. Well, the one thing you didn't mention before is that from what I remember, he's a Vietnam veteran, and got to bear in mind too, a lot of war veterans do develop drinking problems.
So, what can this film teach us about spirituality over the dystopian notions inside the film that the film presents? I feel that this was one of your questions, and I feel that it does something inside of this film, that there is a
Well,
notion of spirituality inside this film. And what I'll say the notion of spirituality for this film is the power of prayer. Judd Hirsch comes together and, has a prayer circle as his son David, played by Jeff Goldblum, and Will Smith's character are the last type of Hail Mary that are going to go to the mothership and infect the ship with a virus, computer virus, to destroy the ship.
Let's put I'll put this simply. It's a good ex the film is a good example of how faith brings people together.
Exactly. And how he's saying that everybody is welcome to
Yeah.
this circle, this prayer circle. So definitely the power of spirituality works inside this dystopian film to make people come together. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll discuss more about the dystopian film retrospective that we're doing this year and the first film that we have on the docket, Independence Day from 1996. So welcome back. You're tuning in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We are discussing the first film from our dystopian retrospective. That would be Independence Day from 1996, establishing that the dystopian notion inside of this film would be an alien invasion and government cover-up.
Indeed.
So does the elements in the film present a hopeful message
Well,
at the end?
going back to what I said before, that faith brings people together, because what we saw in the film is during this dystopian reality, people put their differences aside and they all banded together.
Nothing like an alien invasion to bring people together for a common good. So a country gaining back their independence on Independence Day. How much of a pro-American movie is that? I feel that's definitely a pro-American movie. It's refreshing to see a president who's not only an acting president, but when he gets called up to who here has served inside the military, because we're looking for people who've served inside the military that have military training, he's the first one who volunteers and goes inside of the fighter jet to fight off against the aliens, something that today's current president would probably run away from.
Yeah, no kidding. But I'm glad you mentioned the president in the movie, Bill Pullman's character, because near the ending, he made a great speech. And one thing that he said that really stood out to me within the speech is, "We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore."
Something that Americans, I think, need to learn and to understand. Some of them have realized that, but I think that 30% of the United States population still needs to learn about that. In the film, can we learn something from this dystopian scenario in order to prevent this from happening to humanity? So I feel that the government needs full transparency onto the issue of extraterrestrial forms of life, national measures in place to have as a safeguard in case of hypothetically menacing alien invasion that happens, that they don't come in peace. Even though that I would like them to see come in peace, such as ET or the aliens maybe inside of Arrival, but we see how much the government, as soon as the aliens arrive, take them as some form of a threat, even though they do come in peace.
Yeah, well, there's no denying that we are kept in the dark about a lot of things. And the problem with that is when we don't know the truth about certain things, we're just lost and we don't know what the hell's going on. And we deserve to know what's going on.
Full government transparency. Are the aliens out there and do they exist? So I think that Independence Day is an essential 90s action film that has some great actors, such as Jeff Goldblum, Will Smith, who's a little bit more controversial now, and even Randy Quaid, too, still controversial. Bill Pullman's great in it as well too. Judd Hirsch is great inside of it as well too. So definitely a lot of 90s stars. Some of them have fallen a little bit inside of some form of disgrace because of their actions inside of current timeline. However, Jeff Goldblum's always cool and he's like great inside of this film.
Well, I'm just going to wrap this up by saying that this film would be receiving a thumbs up from me, because it's a film with a great story, has very important messages within it. Like you said before, great actors. I mean, for me, Jeff Goldblum and Judd Hirsch's characters, the father-son characters, were those characters that stood out to me the most. I mean, both characters were very cool, but for different reasons.
Once again, thank you to Omar Sonics for his donation to last year's CJLO funding drive and for supporting At the Movies inside the process too. It is people like you that keep CJLO alive and thriving and help us come up with interesting retrospectives like the dystopian retrospective, which we're doing right now. The dystopian retrospective continues next week, where we take a look at Flo and give our thanks to the Ortiz family for their donation during last year's funding drive as well too. So if you want to follow along with a dystopian retrospective, the next movie will be Flo. So thank you for joining me for this dystopian retrospective review, Danny, for
Well,
our first film.
thank you for having me, Remy. It is always a pleasure.
I will wish you a good week at the movies, a bon cinema.
Au cinéma.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Bite down. High wire and a fire. Representing seven games in the government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team my team reporters baffle Trump. Tether crop. Look at that. No plane. Find them. Uh-oh. Overflow. Population common. Serve yourself, world, serve its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam by bright light. Feeling pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. Foreign tower, slice and burn, return. Listen to yourself churn. Lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive incinerate. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watching heel, crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but next, right?
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel